Locker Room Chats continuing here on KMZA as we talk Valley Heights basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Cale Green. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, last time we spoke, it was middle of the Twin Valley League tournament. It was obviously a challenging field. It is every single year. You know, your team going in had just one win to that point, but you get a couple wins in the TVL tournaments, and the other two games where you lost, you were right there in both. It seems like at least right now, coming into the back half stretch of the season, your team might be playing its best basketball, so to speak, maybe here coming down the home stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been several games across the entire our schedule so far in season that we've been right in it. And, you know, we turn it over in crucial situations, and which doesn't allow us to, you know, get that final shot that we might need to get a basket to win the game. But, you know, we played well first round against Troy, played really well. I was really happy with them. It was a knockdown drag out with them, came down the last couple minutes, and then came out against D-West. And we started slow. We got down, I think, 22-5 or 22-7, and then they battled their way back, and we did get a shot there to finish the end of the game, and you know, just fell right off the front of the rim. But you know, we battled back, we did what we have to. And then Onega, we came out strong. We did everything we needed to. We started fast, and they looked great Saturday, and I think they're going to carry that into this Friday.
Yeah, that was my bad mentioning a couple of wins at the TVL tournament. I was looking at the win prior to the TVL tournament that last time out before against Rossville. But yeah, you were right there against Troy, had an opportunity to win it against D-West, and then a big win over Onega in that final game on Saturday. How have you felt like the team's kind of battled back this week with that little bit of extra time coming down the home stretch?
Oh, they need it. They need it. You know, the TVL is such a long week for everyone, they needed the break. So they came out ready to go yesterday. I gave them the day off Monday. Came out ready to go yesterday. They had some intensity of practice, and we're having a lot of positive attitudes right now. And they see the potential they have, and they're starting to get a taste of it. So I'm really excited for the rest of the season, and I know they are too. So I just can't wait to see what they show.
Challenging opponent coming up on Friday. When you get back to it, you get a Wetmore team that's above 500 at 7-6. Braden Henry is arguably a top-tier player in the TVL. He's so solid. He's now over 1,000 points in his career. You know, what do you see from this Wetmore team and some challenges they can present on Friday?
Yeah, obviously he's a good player. We're going to have to stop him. But as a team, I think that they try to force you into shots you don't want to take. They try to force you to make passes you don't want to take, which is tough for us because we do have a turnover problem this year. So really it comes down to us making good decisions and taking control of the game. I think if we can push the pressure and push the tempo a little bit and get them uncomfortable, I think that'll play into our favor.
That's Valley Heights boys coach Cale Green. After a competitive TVL tournament and off a win Saturday against Onega, they're back to it Friday with Wetmore as they get back into the full slate of the TVL schedule. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.